Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Oh man, you know, I haven't been feeling very inspired lately. I haven't felt like my usual communicative self, I guess. Maybe there's just, you know, there's a few things going on for me. One is I'm just a bit over myself, actually, to be honest. I don't know if you ever get like this, but you know what it comes from, I think, like Facebook. I spend way too much time on Facebook. And recently I've noticed this trend of people adding me on Facebook as a friend because we have a bunch of mutual friends and perhaps they're looking to raise their profile in the entrepreneurial world and they see a bunch of people that I'm, you know, friends with that are high profile online successes and they want to get themselves in front of my eyeballs and my friends' eyeballs. And so they add you and then they just live stream all the time and write these big long posts, which actually I've done too. I haven't done the live stream on my personal page, but I've done a lot on my business page. And you know, long ranty posts about being worthy and all this kind of stuff. And I'm just a bit bored by it. I've gotten a bit sick of hearing myself speak, to be honest. And I mean, there's been a lot going on. You know, I mentioned about my last launch and how it didn't go to plan and how I was kind of propelled back to that Office Collective space where I felt all the fear and the rejection and the resentment started to come up and I just felt hurt. And so I'd been thinking about why that is. And this week, I just feel like there's been a bit of a shift. And really, the thing that's shifted has been my expectations and my ego. So, where do I start? Let's go with expectation. Actually, there's another E that is even more, that I'm finding even more powerful right now, and that is entitlement. I feel like I have been acting like a little spoiled bitch, actually, like the world owes me something. And the world owes me shit. It has provided me with everything that I need. It has given me air to breathe. It's given me a body that works, an incredible mind, food, clean water, love. And then I am ungrateful enough to want the rest of what I want handed to me on a platter without having to do the work. Really? That's what it comes down to. And, you know, and expecting it to be handed to me. Actually, I saw what really prompted me to, I guess, hit record on this was earlier today. I was just wasting time on Facebook, as you do. And sorry, I might sound a bit more negative than normal today, but this is another thing that I've kind of come up against recently. So anyway, I was on Facebook and there was a chick. And you know what? This is something that we all need to hear, I think, because a lot of us are feeling very entitled right now. And it just brings us disconnection from ourselves and our true essence of who we are. That's why I want to say this. It's not just for me to have a whinge and a big rant. but it's because I feel like there's so many of us walking around really unhappy because we feel like we're owed things that aren't being delivered to us, when really, if we let go of that expectation of being owed or being deserving of, we can find peace. So anyway, this next little story I'm going to tell you will absolutely highlight why it's pointless to feel like you're owed something. So I was just on Facebook wasting time, and I saw a thread come up on my feed that was somebody asking, they had sent out an email to somebody and they hadn't heard back, and they didn't know whether to follow up with that person or not. And so there are, I guess, two or three different responses you can have to that, right? My response is follow up, like absolutely follow up. It's not about you. Sometimes people have other shit going on in their life, and for some reason or not, your email hasn't been the center of their universe. Sorry for the rudeness, but it hasn't. And you're sitting there waiting for a reply when that person, there's a million different reasons why that person hasn't responded, and none of them really have anything to do with you and your ego, right? It might have been sent to, might have gone into a spam folder. They might have been reading your email and going to respond, and then all hell breaks loose and their kid falls over and breaks their arm and they go to the hospital and your email is forgotten. It may be on that particular day they received 1,200 emails and yours just got lost amongst it. You know, so my response is always follow up, and follow up your follow up. Why the fuck not? You don't know what's going on for them. And unless they tell you to stop replying, just keep asking. When I was in sales, my boss once said to me, if you knock on a door long enough, it will always open up. Now, you don't want to be a pain in the ass. You don't want to email them every single day. But you also don't want to make a whole bunch of assumptions about why perhaps they haven't responded. Some people need a prompt. And that's okay, right? I mean, I run two businesses, a podcast, and have a toddler. Some things fall through the cracks. I don't feel good about that, but they do. It's just how life happens in my world. But in that thread, there were other people who were adamant that it was completely rude not to respond, and that they respond to every single email that comes into their inbox. And I say good for them, but like, really, you don't owe them a response just because they've emailed you. And really, you know, it seems, so here's these people, you know, waiting or responding to every single email because they believe that they should, because they want people to respond to them. And when people don't, they find it rude and they resent that person for not responding. I mean, how much more self-centered can you get than to expect a response? Nobody owes you shit. I once had a talent that was doing some work for me, and he would contact me regularly. Have you got any work for me yet? Have you got any work for me yet? And for the first maybe half a dozen times, I responded and I said, no, but when something comes in, you'll be the first to know about it. And then I just got tired of like sending the same response. So I didn't respond to a few emails because I had nothing to tell him. I told him that I would be in touch when something came in, and nothing had come in. And so then I got this email back. Obviously, I won't go into the details, but let's just say the opening line was, you rude, or something like, you rude small town bitch. Now, I owed this guy nothing. He owed me nothing. Nobody owes anything to anyone, you know? And I mean, this email was scathing. He hated me. And it turns out it had nothing to do with me. Because the next night, I got another email from him, exactly the same. With a whole bunch of, you know, it was just horrible. Horrible. And now, you know what? I definitely owe him nothing. I did respond in this particular case, and I said that I was sorry he felt this way, and that I felt that the behavior was really inappropriate, that I had explained to him that I would be in touch, and that I didn't really owe him an explanation at all. I didn't owe him anything. And he responded saying he was really sorry and really ashamed. And then I got another one and removed myself. And then the next night I got one that said, "Hey, how you doing?" Like, the guy obviously had a lot of shit going on himself at that time. But to then put that on somebody else and just even put that resentment energy onto someone else, it's not fair. They don't owe you anything. The world doesn't owe you anything. And I feel like the sooner we come to grips with that, the sooner we get over ourselves and feeling like the entire world centers around us, so that when we have that failure, when we, you know, when we do something and we don't get the response that we are expecting, then our ego just runs crazy and rampant. Where if we let go of all that, if we let go of the sense of entitlement, if we let go of the notion that we were owed, and we instead were actually just happy with what we had, or at least appreciative of what we already have, then, you know, imagine how much energy that frees up. I was having a conversation with my mate this morning about fear and about how it shows up, and actually identifying, you know I did a podcast earlier on tips for moving through fear, and there is the first one is really identify that fear and then ask yourself, what is it that you're actually afraid of, you know, and figure out what that is. Rejection. Why are you afraid of rejection? Because of this. And if that happened, then what? Well, then this. And if that happened, then what? Well, then this. You know, and if we go deeper and deeper, 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 deeper into it, it dissipates the fear, because we realize that we're safe and provided for. But we've had to shift through however many layers of the fear onion to get to the truth of the matter, that is, we are going to be okay regardless. The rest is our ego. And I guess that brings me to really the last thing that I wanted to talk about today, which was ego. I read a Facebook friend's post recently about, he was talking about how he thought he was the world's best rapper, and then his reality didn't really line up with his expectation of himself, and how that was really his ego at play, telling him that he didn't have to do the work, right? That's like a really shit summary, because this was a really powerful post. But it just really got me to thinking about ego. And I think sometimes we think of ego as arrogant, you know, know-it-all. That's the ego. But actually, what I'm realizing is the ego is way more complex. So when we're thinking about getting our message out there in any way, we are, you know, we come up against self-doubt and that fear. And really, they are the ego. It's the ego trying to keep you small. Where if you, again, let go of that attachment or expectation, attachment to outcome or expectation or the sense of entitlement, we can move away from self-doubt through doing that. Because we're no longer worried that we're going to be rejected, that people are not going to like us, that, you know, whatever the fear is that's stopping you, that you're not enough. I feel like if we can drop that and just come back to a place of, I have enough, I am enough, which probably is easier to say and harder to actually live, but it's worth practicing, right? It's worth being able to recognize, because the first step in changing anything is being able to recognize it. Being able to recognize that perhaps there is a part of you that feels entitled. Perhaps there is a part of you that has some pretty crazy expectations of yourself and of others. So yeah, just have a ponder. Where are you feeling resentment in your life? I mean, resentment is really a very easy key to unlock the door, right? Because, I mean, I think most of us feel resentment at some point, whether it's towards our husband, whether it's towards our boss, whether it's towards the world in general, whether it's towards the person who pushes in front of you at the deli. I think that's the first and easiest key to recognize where your ego is having a land. Because all it is you've got some kind of bullshit story running about the world owing you something. You know? That person who pushed in front of you at the deli, like, how rude. But is it, like, does it really even matter? Is it worth getting yourself into an angry funk because somebody didn't let you in at the lights? You know, and I have to say, this is all stuff I struggle with. Anger and resentment towards the most ridiculous things. So I'm just taking some time out to really try to reconnect to that place of me that is just love. You know, that doesn't feel entitled, that doesn't expect things to be easy, that doesn't, you know, I don't know, that doesn't hold on to anger for something towards someone who really doesn't deserve to be sent an energy arrow in the back, you know? And I think that's really the first place to start. Have a look at resentment. Have a look at how it's showing up in your life. And maybe try to dig deeper into why you're feeling it and how you might be able to change that perspective, that belief. How can you change that record? Anyway, that was a lot. And I just want you to know, like, I'm this wasn't meant to be a big ranty type post. It's really just something to get you thinking about, you know, your life. I think sometimes we need to ask ourselves the big questions. And sometimes we need to, yeah, just look at ourselves and why we're having the reactions that we're having, particularly when it's not really serving us. Anyway, that's it from me today. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.